Rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat their own fruit. The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves. Living for others is a rule of nature. We are all born to help each other.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world.
Thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Manuma. I'm so grateful to have you here with me today. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you get any value at all out of this content, go ahead and also share it with a friend or two, and that will allow for more people to join the conversation, and I would really appreciate that. Chances are that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to commit to this lifelong journey of continual growth and becoming the best version of yourself. As you may already know, my mission is to be a part of the biggest rise in human transformation and consciousness our world has ever seen, and I want you to be a part of that with me. This podcast is dedicated to helping us change our narrative in order to change our life. Rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat their own fruit. The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves. Living for others is a rule of nature. We are all born to help each other. No matter how difficult it is, life is good when you are happy, but much better when others are happy because of you. Pope Francis. I heard this quote featured in a video I was watching while researching the amazing little shops, farms, and restaurants and attractions near my home in the Laurentians. All I could do was smile from ear to ear as I saw the beautiful imagery that went along with the words that resonated so deeply with me. The family-owned farm that is just 6 minutes away from my home has become a staple for my family and I when we go up to the Laurentians. The people who own it made us feel so welcomed when we first came to the neighborhood, and hearing this quote alongside their video just made me so happy. So today's episode is a short little reminder that when you take the time to truly think about what you can do to make someone else's life just a little lighter, you contribute to this world's healing. If you want to swing by and visit this amazing little farm, check out the show notes where I left a link to their website. And if you're looking for a nice little getaway home, away from home, to stay while you're in the area visiting this beautiful farm, reach out to me. The natural beauty of this beautiful area will leave you recharged, rejuvenated, and renewed. Visit me on Instagram and start your own conversation. Many blessings to you. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational purposes. It is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a medical or other qualified professional.